they would do what?
Burst.
They always use the term burst.
What else would anybody say?
Well, sometimes bust, sometimes bursted, sometimes burst.
Well, I'm sure that some people would say that, but I mean, if you try to be grammatical, you say burst.
I see. But in your childhood, there was this awareness of grammaticality?
Well, I guess so, because anybody that, you know, if you live with the colon, you're going to hear some wonderful grammar.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, because, as you say, often children are brought up by colored nurses. And
I thought this was a funny thing that our son said. One day we were talking, he was just a little bitty boy, and he would go in the kitchen with the nurse and the cook, you know, and just have a big time in the kitchen with them. And I'll get a lot of colored conversation. So one day, all of us were talking about somebody who had a nice, in those days, a lot of people would have a servant's room, you know. And so we said, so-and-so, and the cook lives out there in the room up at such and such place. And our son says, I wouldn't live in the yard. And we said, why? He said, if you live in the yard, they tag on to your business. And I knew he'd gotten that right out of the kitchen. Doesn't that sound just like color? They tag on to your business. See these the lovers coming and going at all hours of the night and all. That's tagging on to your business.
Janet, we ought to have a couple of hours with OJ. Now, cook. Just one of these typical old-fashioned Negro women. She's just got a heart of gold and...
And a grand cook.
Yeah, I see.
And a grand cook.
And really got a lot of sense.
And got as smart as she can be, but no education, just native sense. Mm-hmm. And you would you would really get 2 hours.
In fact, I would be very grateful. Do you think it could be arranged, or?
Oh, yeah. If you want to.
Yes, I think it would be interesting.
Come right in.
Let me tell you about her. She's one. I don't ever like to ask them how many children they have, because it's just almost embarrassing. But she's one of, I would say, about 12 or 15 children at least, because here in Holly Springs she has, let me see, 4 sisters who live in Holly Springs, 2 sisters who live in Memphis, another sister who lives in Chicago, a brother who lives in San Francisco, and then some more brothers in Memphis or St. Louis or Chicago. Now, you know, see what that adds up to. And I wouldn't ask her how many children she has, because she's just got a house full. And do you know she has another crop that she has had? 4 children. Her daughter died and left 3 children and a 6-week-old baby, and she has raised all of those. The youngest one now is about 12 years old, and the oldest one about 19 years old. And the oldest one of them has a 2-year-old child, just out of the blue, you know.
Not married.
And you know.
What do you, by the way, what do you, what do whites refer? How do whites refer to a child?
Illegitimate, that way.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what the right term is.
What's called some.
Well,
I don't know what they call it.
They don't. They think nothing of it. And you know what I think is funny?
That's nothing unusual with them.
And you know, I think this is the strangest thing. We have heard everything on the face of the green earth since all this 1954 December.